Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, welcome to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, and we'll be taking your calls for the next 45 minutes or 49 minutes. Things that you want to sell or things you're looking to buy or telling us stories about some bazaars that you're running or events and nonprofit events that you're holding, we'd love to put them on the air so that we can get some more people to stop by or call by or whatever they will be doing. Just call here to 740-383-9944. This is Glenn Coble, and I will be with you here for the next 48 minutes. And I've got a few, some interesting facts about Christmas. Did you know what the tallest Christmas tree ever displayed was? You know, as a Christmas tree, you can't go out in the woods and count those trees. They're still living. This is the tallest Christmas tree that was ever displayed. It was 221 feet tall, and it was in Seattle, Washington. That's a big, big tree. I love, we used to have in South Bend, Indiana, when I was growing up as a youngster, we had a tree lighting ceremony, and we also had a tree burning ceremony, which was quite interesting. My dad, being a minister, he helped orchestrate a lot of the things that went on in South Bend around Christmas time. The tree celebration, they would light the tree down by the courthouse, and then they would put on a version of A Mall and the Night Visitors, which is an opera, or maybe it's called an operetta, but it's quite an interesting show, and I've always loved it, and you can't find it anymore. Occasionally, you'd find it on Christmas television, but I haven't seen it in a long time. But they would put that on at the courthouse square. Boy, it was usually very cold, but people bundled up, and they came down and watched the lights go on the Christmas tree, and then watched this Saturday Evening Post abbreviated version of A Mall and the Night Visitors, and it was quite interesting. And then the Christmas tree burning was quite interesting as well. We would all gather it, and I don't remember what giant park it was, but everybody for a week after, when it wasn't even a week after, for the day or two after Christmas, people would drag their Christmas trees to this giant area and stack them on top of each other for what was going to become a huge bonfire. And that was great fun. But I imagine that they've kind of done away with that, the danger and the whatever's in the smoke and stuff like that. Hey, if you've got stuff to sell, you got, if you've got some, I don't know, bric-a-brac, you have a, an old radio you want to sell, you know, whatever you have that you would like to sell. And I know it's cold out today, and people aren't running around garage sale buying and shopping, but you can sell individual items right here on WWGH. Give me a call at 740-383-9944, and we'll be glad to put it on. We'll put what we need is we need you to call in and tell us what it is and give us your phone number. We have a caller right now. Let me go to the phones. Hello, you're on the air. This is Swap Shop.
How you doing, Ron?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I have a couple items there.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a tow bar.
A what?
It's my kids.
I'm sorry, what?
Tow bar.
Tow bar. Okay.
Yeah, it's my kids. And they also have a double sink.
Double sink, yeah. Okay.
A double sink, somebody remodeled or needed a sink.
Mm-hmm.
They will take a best offer.
Okay, best offer on both of them?
Yeah.
Okay. And the tow bar, what's the tow bar? Is it for like towing a car behind another car?
Car or a pair or whatever. It's a tow bar.
Okay.
It's adjustable.
Okay. Adjustable. All right.
Yeah. And the double tank, take a reasonable offer.
Okay. Whatever the offer is, you're going to take offers, right? What's your phone number?
The phone number is 740.
Yep.
244-51-74.
Let me read this back to you. You have a tow bar, an adjustable tow bar to be. You can put.
We got rid of the cats.
You got rid of the cats. Fantastic. Well, I hope
we can go this past Monday before Thanksgiving.
Uh huh.
A lady came and took Mama and the last two babies.
That's good.
Her kids were running giddies for the holidays, so she came and got them.
That's wonderful. Glad to hear the cats are happy.
Yeah, the giddies are home. And I said, we're taking out for, they said, on the tow bar and the sink.
Okay, you got a tow bar and a double sink, and you'll take an offer at 740-244-5174. Is that right? Okay, thanks, Bob, for calling in. Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, he got rid of his kitty cats. I was glad. I'm glad to hear that they went someplace. I was a little afraid they were going to go to the cat sanctuary in the sky. Here we have another phone caller. Hello, you're on the air. This is Swap Shop. How can I help you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I have a lot of items for. I have a lot of great items I'd like to sell for Christmas gifts.
Okay.
I have two courier cabinets.
Courier cabinets? What is a courier cabinet?
It's what you put your precious things that you have. If a cabinet has a
glass front
to it, so you show it all off.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you have two of those.
I have two of those.
I assume they're wooden.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And glass in front and side. I also have an old Emerson record player. Everything works perfect on an AM/FM cassette. The needle still works great. It can play records.
Okay.
And then I have two old typewriters. Very old.
What type of typewriters?
Two old typewriters.
Okay.
They're not the electric, they're the older ones.
Okay.
I also have an old pump with an old pump handle that people usually make lights out of.
Pump handle.
Or lamps. And
okay.
I have Amish items.
Okay. Pump handle, and I suppose they can call you and ask you about all the Amish items that you're trying to sell?
And curio cabinets. And I also have a collection of Fenton glass.
Oh, okay. Fenton glass. That's pretty expensive stuff.
Yeah, and like I said, we've got the curio cabinets, the glass, the Emerson record plater. Like I said, this is in new condition.
Okay. Now, can you have you already priced any of these things, or you're just taking offers?
No reasonable offer will be turned down.
Okay, reasonable offers. Okay.
Yeah.
And your phone number?
It's 740.
Mm-hmm.
361.
5413. Okay, let me read this back to you just so that we are sure that we have pretty much what you get. You have two courier cabinets. They're the wooden cabinets that are glass front, so you can put... we have one in my house, and we have our dishes in them. You have an Emerson record player that's also AM, FM cassette, and apparently it's in good shape. You said the needle still works. That's good.
Oh, yes.
You have two older typewriters. Those are not the electric type.
No, they're not.
And you have a pump handle that apparently people use them to...
make lamps out of them.
Yeah, make lamps. Let me put that down.
It's a pump. It's an actual pump with
okay.
a handle.
Okay, it's the whole pump. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have several Amish items that you're
correct.
Selling, and people will have to call and ask about that. And then Fenton glass, which is really quite a popular glass. And your phone number is 740-361-5413 for information about all that. And all of that, you'll take reasonable offers on it.
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and thanks for calling Swap Shop.
And thank you, sir, for having this on.
Okay.
I warned Mary, and of course we missed Tradio, but I'm
sure.
thankful about you're doing it now, so.
Well, we're trying to... we'll build the audience. I know it will really build in spring when we start having garage sales
yes.
and stuff like that. But we're just trying to enter into it slowly and help the locals, people out to get rid of some of their tchotchkes, as I like to call them. I hope you
okay.
get several phone calls, and we'll mention this more times than just once.
Okay. Thank you, hon.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good. That sounds like an interesting place to go and see all the stuff she has. I'd like to see that Fenton glass. I happen to be, I have lots of glass stuff. I have glass marbles. I have glass Bavarian glass. I have all sorts of stuff like that. And unfortunately, I took it to down to one of the auction houses down in Delaware, and they looked at. I have a loose leaf binder with all the stuff in it, and I have lots of stuff. And I took it down there, and basically the guy told me, "Well, it's really nice stuff, but we don't need it." So anyway, I might have to start putting that stuff here on Swap Shop. I hope you're having a good beginning to your holiday season. And don't forget to give us a call if you have some stuff that you want to sell here on Swap Shop. We have another phone call. You're on the air. This is Glenn Coble in Swap Shop. How
yes,
can I help you?
Yes, we have a 9-foot beautiful Christmas tree.
It's
a California pine. And it was $199.99 brand new.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing missing. And we were asking 40, but we're asking 20 now.
Okay. And what did you say it was new?
$199.
Wow.
That's
a pretty spectacular tree. So you're only asking $20 for it. Okay. And your phone number?
740-404-404-1869.
Okay, and that's the item that you want to sell. You didn't have something else. I didn't cut you off, did I?
No, you did not.
Okay, a 9-foot California pine Christmas tree. Original cost when it was brand new, it was $200, and you're willing to sell it for $20. That's only 10%. All right, and the phone number is 740-404-1869.
Yes, if they can't reach me there, have them call the other number, 740.
Okay.
382.
1-5. 1-5. 5-2. Okay, but you'd prefer that first number, I assume.
It doesn't matter which one, and
okay.
if they can't get me, tell them, leave a message, I'll call them back.
Okay, thank you very much, and have a great holiday season. Thanks for calling Swap Shop.
You too, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right. We're getting some little items that might make your Christmas a lot better. That's a really good price on that Christmas tree. I can't say that I need one right now. I have two. I have one in my basement. And my basement is an unfinished basement, but we turn it on, and that way when I go down to change the dehumidifier and I go down and my wife goes down to do the laundry, we have something that brightens our spirit and gives us the Christmas spirit, even in the basement. All right, I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. It's kind of, I wouldn't say it's warmed up, but it's gotten less cold, and it's not too bad outside with the wind having died away. Let me go back over this. We have one person called in this morning with a one of those adjustable tow bars for behind your car. He also had a double sink that he's willing to sell. And he'd like to, he's just going to offer them at the best price he can get. And his number, 740-244-5174. And then we have a list of things here. And all of these things are up for a reasonable offer. There's two courier cabinets. They're wooden and they have the glass front that you can put your dishes or your plates or stuff like that in, and they can be seen easily. She also had an Emerson record player with AM FM cassette, and those are kind of neat because then you can play everything you've got. And she also has two older typewriters, non-electric, you know, the type you punch and hope. In my case, it was usually not very good. I was a terrible typist. Anyway, she also has a pump with a handle on it. People make lamps out of them that she'd like to sell. She has lots of Amish items that she'd like to sell. And she has some Fenton glass. I'd like to see the Fenton glass. Her number, 740-361-5413. And then this last one, it's a 9-foot California pine Christmas tree. I'm guessing that we talked to her last week, but she's lowered the price to $20. And her phone number is 740-404-1869. Or if you can't get through at that number, 740-382-1552. Leave a message if you don't get through. I'd take it, except for I have two Christmas trees. I don't need another one. My house is almost too small to have two Christmas trees in it. Okay, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. And if you have anything you'd like to sell, or if you'd like to talk about your bazaars that your churches are having, or parties that are with nonprofit organizations that you'd like to invite people to, give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-WWGH if you're looking at your phone. We also like to mention that you can send a letter to Santa, and Santa will respond to you. You send it to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. I'll read that one more time after I read the next address so that you can get it written down. We also, at WWGH Radio, we also have an inside connection with the happy fat man from the north. And if you'd like to send a letter to us, and you can also send any items that you'd like us to read on Swap Shop to this same address, WWGH Radio. Now, if you're sending the thing for the Swap Shop, put Swap Shop after that. But if you're sending it to Santa, just WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me read both of those addresses back. This is letters to Santa. Go to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And our address, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And you're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. And if you have any other things that you'd like to call in, our lines are open right now. I do have some other interesting facts about Christmas I'll read as we have open time here. When the candy cane was invented in Germany, it was made into a J, and that stood for Jesus. The red stripes symbolized the blood of Jesus. That's kind of an interesting and kind of a thought-provoking thing. I never knew that's why we had candy canes. Kind of a double-sided story there, happy and sad at the same time. Did you know that Black Friday is not the busiest shopping day in the year? The 2 days right before Christmas are. And I will tell you that I'm one of those people that gets out the day before Christmas and does a lot of buying. You know, and plug your kids' ears, the stocking gifts that I put out in some stockings. I used to go to a five and dime store. It was called Harvey's Five and Dime, and it was in Valparaiso, Indiana. Mr. Harvey went to our church. He was a good friend of the family, and I'd go there, and they always had, you know, nail files and magnifying glass, little items, pencils and erasers and all sorts of little stuff that you could throw into stockings. And that actually became one of my traditions that I really missed when we moved from Valparaiso, Indiana, over to Athens, Ohio. There was no Harvey's Five and Dime in Athens, Ohio. One-third of the 20 highest-gross movies were released during the Christmas season. That's kind of interesting. I've often wondered what the most looked-forward-to movie, Christmas movie, was. If it were my guess, it would be It's a Wonderful Life. I absolutely love that show. I watch it every year, and I usually get a little misty-eyed every year when I see that movie. I know a lot of people like Miracle on 34th Street. I like that too. My wife and I always watch White Christmas, or its predecessor, and I can't remember the name of it. Also with Bing Crosby in it. But we watched both of those. My wife was a dancer when she was young, and she actually started in college as a dancer. And she tells me whether they're dancing well or whether they're not dancing well. I tried dancing one time here at Christmas at the Palace Theater for what's the name of that? Anyway, the show that they hold there for Christmas. I found out that I am probably the worst tap dancer in the world. So I only lasted 1 year, but I had a great time doing it and met a lot of really nice people. You're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. I'd be glad to take your calls with any items that you want to sell. Right now we have a tow bar and a double sink at one house, and that's that number there is 740-244-5174. We have a lady that has two Courier cabinets. They're wooden with glass fronts. She also has an Emerson record player. It also has AM, FM, and cassette. You know, it's one of those multimedia radio players. She also has two older typewriters, you know, the type you actually have to punch the keys on. She has a pump with the handle that it would be very good to make a lamp out of. She also has several Amish items that she'd like to sell, and Fenton glass. If you're interested in any of that, her number, 740 561-5413. And then we have a lady that called in. She has a 9-foot Christmas tree. It's a California pine Christmas artificial Christmas tree. And her number is 740-404-1869. Or if you can't get her there, 740-382-1552. And I hope you're enjoying the beginning of your holiday season. Did you know that it's a tradition in Japan to eat KFC for Christmas? that's kind of interesting. Orders must be placed 2 months in advance. Boy, oh boy, that's amazing. Now, my wife and I did, there was a movie that had this in it, where the family has to go to an Oriental restaurant for Christmas. We did that for Thanksgiving 1 year. We were the only people in the restaurant, but for some reason or other, everything didn't work out. I think the turkey got up and flew away or something. We did that. It was quite enjoyable. I love Oriental food, and the kids do too. So we didn't have that dirty look I always got from my daughter when I made her eat the green beans, which we had in that casserole with the onions on the top. She hated green beans. So anyway, we had a good time that day, and we all remember it with a kind of a chuckle. And also a warm spot in our heart for that Thanksgiving meal. Jingle Bells was originally a song about Thanksgiving in 1857. That's kind of interesting. It was also the very first song ever played in space by the astronaut Walter Schirra Jr. and Tom Stafford. They played Jingle Bells in space. That's I don't remember that. I guess I wasn't paying much attention. My wife reminded me the other day we were watching Apollo 11 on TV, and that was the flight that they went to the moon on. And I said to my wife, wasn't that in December or something like that? And she gave me a really dirty look. And then I realized my mistake. When Apollo 11, it was in, I think, July, when they took off, that was when I proposed to my wife while they were on the moon. My wife gave me a very dirty look that I had forgotten when Apollo 11 was. And as a matter of fact, let's see, what is the date today? The date today is the 4th, I believe, and in, well, just a few, 16 days, 17 days, the 21st of December, the winter solstice, that is my 50th wedding anniversary, so I should have remembered that, but I kind of let it slip out of my mind. You're listening to Glenn Coble, and we're here on Swap Shop. If you have something that you'd like to sell, we do ask that you not call in automobiles, boats, guns, anything that would require registration, legal registration, or any type of registration. We would appreciate it if you did not call that sort of thing in. But we'd be glad to take anything else, even your nonprofit organization's calendar. If you have some things that you'd like to mention, like you're having a Christmas dinner or something like that, we'd love to mention that, or a bazaar or anything along that line. Just call 740-383-9944. That's the phone number to get yourself into Swap Shop, and I have a phone call right now. Hello, you're on the air. You're on Swap Shop. How can I help you? Hello.
I don't have anything to sell, but I think that was Apollo 10 then. That was on Christmas Eve, you know, the year before that.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
And I think that, to me, is about as memorable, that whole thing. Pretty, you know, it was pretty moving.
I didn't realize that was on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that was where they read some passages, you know, from the Bible
yes.
and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah, that was the one that Shirah was on in Stafford.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all right.
Kind of cool. Thanks for the information.
Sure.
You
all
have
right.
a good day. Bye-bye. Good to know. Good to know. I'm not one of those brains like my favorite radio announcer here on this station. Well, I have several. I shouldn't say my favorite, but there are a lot of people on this station. I'm just going to leave it alone and not say names. There are several people on this station that have really good brains about trivia, and I'm not one of them. Oh, me. All right, let's see. I've got another thing here. 1 in 3 men will wait till Christmas Eve to do their shopping. That's exactly what I just said. That's when I do my Christmas shopping. And like the previous note, the day before and the day 2 days before Christmas and the day before Christmas are the heaviest shopped days during the season, according to this particular source. Christmas came from the words Christe Messe, which mean Mass of Christ. I think most people probably would know that, and probably some people who took Latin would know how to pronounce that better than I did. Christmas trees usually grown for close to 15 years before they can be sold. Isn't that interesting? I have a good friend down in Athens who has a Christmas tree farm, and I didn't realize they had to live 15 years before they could be sold. But it's kind of interesting. They kind of get themselves a little manicure and a little haircut throughout the year so that they grow properly. And I went out to his Christmas tree farm more than once, and we bought our Christmas trees from him. Now we've gotten lazy, and the kobolds, especially the older kobolds, tend to use artificial trees. And if you're looking for an artificial Christmas tree, we have one for sale on Swap Shop today. A 9-foot tree. It's a California pine tree. 740-404-1869. You got plenty of time to get it up, and it will be beautiful for years to come. We also have a bunch of things you could get for Christmas presents. A lady is selling 2 Courier cabinets, wooden cabinets with a glass front, Emerson record player, AM, FM, and cassette, 2 older typewriters, you know, not electric, a pump, the type that has a handle on it, that can be used for, you know, repurposing, Amish items, and Fenton Glass. Her number is 740-361-5413. And then we also have a tow bar, an adjustable tow bar for sale, and also a double sink at the same number, 740-244-5174. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer got his start as an advertising gimmick for Montgomery Wards back in 1839. That was before the Civil War. Holy cow, I didn't know that. I'd love to see the artwork on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer back in 1839. That would be kind of cool. Some of the neatest things about Christmas are looking back through old magazines and old ads and that sort of thing. Kind of takes you back to your childhood. If you're as old as I am, things were in print back then, but they're a little bit less sophisticated. Paul McCartney earns $400,000 a year from his wonderful Christmas song. That's kind of interesting, which is widely regarded as the worst song he ever recorded. That does not surprise me. Christmas is not Christ's birthday, as many believe, according to the Bible. Christ was actually not even born in the winter. And if I recall some of my father's sermons, They believe that he was born, I can't remember whether it's 4 years before the date we think or 4 years after the year that we think, but it was 4 years off of 2019 years ago. So he was either born 2023 years ago or 2015 years ago. There's all sorts of, with almost all historical things, they were passed down word of mouth. So things got adjusted. And if I recall correctly, from one of my father's sermons, the holiday Christmas was put on the 25th of December because it coincided with a pagan holiday that the Romans celebrated, and therefore the Christians could celebrate and not, it wouldn't be so noticeable because there were other people celebrating at the same time. Now, don't hold me on that, but it's just something, and I do remember many of my father's sermons, but that was one of the things that I think I remember from that. This is a note of curiosity that might make you a little uncomfortable. More than 400,000 illnesses are caused by spoiled Christmas leftovers. Oh, make sure you keep it in the refrigerator afterwards. Make sure you warm it up. Get it above, 160 degrees for meat? And be careful. Be careful. Did you know that Christmas used to be illegal? Oklahoma was the last United State to declare Christmas a legal holiday, and that was in 1907, a year before my father was born. That kind of gives you a hint on how old I am. Toys for Tots was founded in Los Angeles. 5,000 toys were collected during the first drive in 1947. Handmade dolls was a handmade doll was the very first donation. That's kind of nice. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH, and if you'd like to call in anything you have for sale, be more than happy to put it on the air. Maybe you can get rid of it. The number is 740-383-9944. And we're just kind of hanging out here, having a good time talking about Christmas and trying to sell a few items. And we'll go back over the items we have here in another 3 or 4 minutes. Hopefully we'll get some more people to call in. And we're just trying to see how well this format's going to work. We know that during the Christmas time and during the cold time, we're going to not have a whole lot of business just because people don't want to have to deal with the cold weather and stuff like that. But we'd love to have you call in, and maybe we can get rid of some of the things that you got to get rid of before spring gets here. Let's see here. Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas is the highest selling single of all time. That record. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I play that every year. When we have Thanksgiving, and we just had it, and we were a little short of people this year. One relative came to the house. That was okay because that made it a lot easier on my wife and myself. But we usually play Christmas music starting on Thanksgiving in our house, and usually one of the very first songs that I get on the record player is White Christmas. I love the song. It just brings back lots of happy memories. It only took 6 weeks for Charles Dickens to write A Christmas Carol. And I was looking into maybe doing that on the air here at WWGH and having several people come in and do the voices. Then I found out, first of all, how much it costs to buy the radio production and, the paper, the script. And I also found out it lasts well over an hour. So we've kind of put that on the back burner for right now. Americans purchased 1.6 billion Christmas cards every year. I used to buy my Christmas cards from UNICEF. I loved buying those cards because they had different languages. They said Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays in several different languages, and I really enjoyed it. And they were always beautiful, and they weren't any more expensive than anybody else's, and I'd usually just get a box of them. My wife and I would send those out, and made us feel like we were doing something both for the world and also for our relatives. Franklin Pierce was the very first president. Now, I bet there are some people out there listening right now that didn't know that Franklin Pierce was a president. But Franklin Pierce was the first president who put up the official White House Christmas tree. Love that. Visa cards are used about 6,000 times every minute during the Christmas season. That's a lot of debt. 6,000 times every minute during the Christmas season. No wonder Visa is doing pretty well on the stock market. I hope that you don't overuse that. Having come from the banking industry for 12 years, I've seen some people that overuse their Visa cards. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Spend thoughtfully. Hey, let's go back over some of the items that we have here on Swap Shop that are waiting to be picked up or bought. We have a tow bar. It's one of those adjustable tow bars for an automobile. And a double sink. Give this gentleman a call at 740-244-5174. I could have used that several times back when I had my older cars, but I have a fairly new car now, so I don't have to worry about having it dragged around. We have two courier cabinets. They're wooden with the glass fronts. She also has an Emerson record player that is also AM, FM, and also has a cassette with it. That's kind of nice around the Christmas holidays when you can play all sorts of different things because there are an awful lot of Christmas songs that are still on cassette or still on record player. As a matter of fact, I have a brother, not a brother-in-law. My son has a brother-in-law who is a musician out in Los Angeles area, and he also loves his music, and he believes that vinyl gives a better sound than the discs that we all listen to now, and he's proved it to me. I listened to his equipment with vinyl on it, and I started liking artists that I thought I hated just because the music was so nice. Anyway, she has this record player, AM, FM, and cassette. She's interested in selling. She also has the two older typewriters, non-electric. She has a pump, one of those handle-type pumps that she'd like to sell. She has some Amish items that she'd like to sell and some Fenton glass, 740-361-5413. And then to keep everything in the holiday spirit, we have a 9-foot California pine Christmas tree, artificial Christmas tree, for $20. Those previous things, she said she'll take a reasonable offer. Now, this California pine tree, she'd like $20 for it. Number 740-404-1869. Or if she doesn't answer that one, 740-382-1552. If doesn't answer that one, leave a message. And we hope you're having a good beginning to your holiday season. And if you're going to put up a Christmas tree, that wouldn't be a great tree, but there are some houses, I'm sure my house would not take a 9-foot California pine tree. I think my ceiling can't be taller than about 7, maybe 8 foot. I'm pretty sure I can touch the ceiling. I'm not sure. I'll have to look at it. Anyway, we hope that you're having a good day, and give us a call here at Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. Well, it's 12:55. Don't have much more time left here on Swap Shop. We'll do it again next Thursday. I really enjoy doing this show. We get to talk to a lot of people, and I know it's a little slow still, but we're working our way to a bigger and better spring when we know that there will be more and more phone calls. Let's see. I've got another item here. December 25th was likely chosen because it coincides with that pagan festival that I told you about. See, they're supporting my original thoughts. Christmas lights were so expensive that they used to be rented rather than sold. An electrically lit tree was a status symbol in the early 1900s. excuse me, got a little cough. Treasure Island writer Robert Louis Stevenson willed his November 13th birthday to his daughter, to the daughter of a friend who hated her Christmas birthday. That's kind of interesting. We have all sorts of things around during the Christmas holidays, including our 50th anniversary, which comes up on the 21st. But I had my daughter's birthday was on the night before, on the 31st of December. My son's is on the 7th of January. So we have a lot of things that we say. I have other members of my family who have birthdays right around now, which means Grandpa better get his act together and start getting some presents bought. But for some reason or other, we have several young birthdays at this time of the year. I got another thing here. I wanted the first Salvation Army collection took place in San Francisco at the Oakland Ferry area at the foot of Market Street. It was a large crab pot with a sign that read, "Keep the pot boiling." Good thought. And now you get to see the little red pots just about everywhere at this time. I kind of like the ringing. There are people that have said to me, "I hate that, listening to that," but don't hate it. It's just part of the season. Enjoy it, and also help your friends out. We all have friends that don't have what we have, and those are the people that maybe we can help out by dropping a few coins into one of those little red pots. And I try to do it. I always feel guilty walking by one, but if I've already put money in two or three pots, I don't feel nearly as guilty. And I've already gotten, I think, two that I've dropped something into. I rarely put folding money in them, but I have done that occasionally. A Facebook study in 2010 revealed that 2 weeks before Christmas is the most popular time for couples to break up. So whatever you do, don't start talking mean to your significant other, because we're getting close to the time that is the most popular time to break up. Well, you're listening to Swap Shop here with Glenn Coble. I only have a couple more seconds, a few more seconds, and I'm glad you called in. We have all sorts of things available here, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday period. I'm taking off as soon as I get lunch. We're heading to my son's house down in Worthington, take care of my two twin grandsons, and also free them up to go watch their daughter play in some concert or something along that line. Well, I hope you have a wonderful holiday season, and don't forget to tune in Wednesday.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, your place for holiday fun. For legendary